Saturday, December 7th. It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. Mom and I spent most of the morning decorating our fake Christmas tree. Dad and Brianna were busy outside working on what they called a super-duper secret project. Dad said their big surprise was going to, 1, spread holiday cheer, 2, be a source of great pride for our family, and 3, drastically increase our household income. But I was hoping he'd surprise us with something more practical, like a new job. One that does not involve him. 1, working at my school. 2, driving a crazy-looking van with a roach on it. 3, exterminating bugs. 4, damaging my already very shabby reputation. Finally, Dad and Brianna called us outside to see their surprise. I had a really bad feeling about their little project, even before I actually saw what they had done. Mostly because Dad and Brianna have the combined IQ of a toothbrush. And I was right. I took one look at their monstrosity and totally freaked. Maxwell's bug extermination. Dad, surprise! Brianna, it's Santa Roach, the red-nosed Christmas tree. I was like, what is that? Riding around in Dad's van with that roach can be a pretty traumatic experience. But undoing the psychological damage from Santa Roach, the red-nosed Christmas tree, is going to take years and years of intensive therapy. I stared at Dad and Brianna in disbelief. Please, tell me this is all just a big prank. That's when Brianna got this super serious look on her face and started speaking in this low, spooky voice. Nikki, you better be careful, because on Christmas Eve, Santa Roach rises out of the pumpkin patch and gives out candy canes and toys to all of the good little girls and boys. And he squirts roach spray into the eyes of all the bad kids. Which, by the way, is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Brianna must think I'm an idiot. I know her little story is just a ripoff of another well-known legend. But just in case any of that stuff she said about the roach spray is true, I'm going to start sleeping with my sunglasses on. Anyway, this weekend, I was seriously planning to come clean and tell Chloe and Zoe about my WCD scholarship and my dad being the school exterminator and all. I'm just so sick of all the deception and lies. I had no doubt whatsoever that Chloe and Zoe were my true friends and would accept me for who I really am. But that was before Santa Roach became a part of my stinking family. There's just no way I can tell my BFFs now.